All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here for Pro Wrestling America this week, coming to you from the Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Illinois. Some great matches going on for this card. We'll get to that in a minute, but breaking news from the PWA is that Great Muta, who signed a short-term contract when he became the World Heavyweight Champion, is not looking to renew that for another short-term contract and is taking the World Heavyweight title back to Motor City Wrestling. And since PWA is still in good standing with MCW, we're going to let him keep it and let him continue to defend the title on both venues as we have for the time he has been the champion. But today we have three big matches, you know, several other matches that could easily still be considered big, but the three big ones, the television title on the line as Bugsy McGraw defends the title against Black Bart, a number one contender match for the Illinois heavyweight title, a lumberjack match to keep Iceman King Parsons and Cactus Jack both in the ring. And then our main event tonight is the American heavyweight title on the line. Speaking of MCW, Blackjack Mulligan coming in to defend or to challenge Stone Cold Steve Austin for the American heavyweight title. That is our main event. That is going to be a great match once we get to it. But first, we got to get through the undercard. So let's get right into it. All right, opening match on the card is the television title on the line. Bugsy McGraw defending the title against Black Bart. And you would think with these two guys, this would be, as JR would call it, a slobber knocker. And that's exactly what it boils down to. But the match is over very quickly. A time of 3 minutes, 5 seconds. Bugsy nails Bart with the title belt behind the referee's back to get the pinfall and retain the title. Next match is our number one contender for the Illinois heavyweight title, lumberjack match. Iceman and Cactus's stablemates surround the ring as lumberjacks. The two stables spend more time brawling with each other around the ring, but Cactus Jack and Iceman stay in the ring throughout their match. The lumberjacks are not even, like, necessary because they stay in the ring. But as everyone else is involved in the fighting, Dylan grabs Sunshine and slings her over his shoulder and carries her out of the arena. Honky Tonk Man trips Cactus as he comes off the ropes. Iceman comes off the middle turnbuckle with a flying leg drop. Honky Tonk Man, just to ensure things, holds Cactus's foot down as Tommy Young makes the count. All of this done without Iceman really knowing what's going on. But your winner and new number one contender for the Illinois heavyweight title is Iceman King Parsons. And Sunshine's men celebrate in the ring until they realize she's not there. And they begin starting to look around. Dylan's men climb into the ring and start brawling again until security separates everybody out once again. Next match, we have Jesse James Armstrong facing off against Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. And this is an awesome match between two great wrestlers in the American heavyweight title division. These two may get put together in a storyline in the next season or two. But in this match, Daniels wins with the Death Valley Driver in a time of 21 minutes, 13 seconds. But again, the possibilities with these two guys are quite good. Next match. Sting facing off against Tully Blanchard. In what should have been a great match, Tully treats as a squash match. And he easily pins Sting with the slingshot suplex in a time of 5 minutes, 20 seconds. It was like Sting was just off his game or something. It was just not quite right. Next match has Dan Spivey taking on Terry Bam Bam Gordy. And Gordy takes advantage of an early mishap as Spivey gets hung up on the turnbuckle. He favors his left ankle throughout the rest of the match, which goes quickly because Gordy gets the win with a tombstone piledriver in a time of 3 minutes, 10 seconds. So, several quick matches, but nothing comes close to the next match. Bad Company facing off against Rough and Ready. And Bad Company destroys the jobbers very quickly. Tanaka pins Ready after a karate chop to the throat in 52 seconds. And they continue the beatdown on Rough and Ready until Billy Gunn comes out to pull them off. Bad Company throws Rough and Ready out of the ring and turn their attention on Billy, one half of the former World Tag Team Champions, now without his storyline brother Bart. And they beat down on Billy until Jesse James Armstrong rushes the ring. Armstrong drops Tanaka throat first across the top rope. Billy tosses Diamond shoulder first into the ring post. And Bad Company rolls out of the ring to safety. Bad Company may have put back together the New Age Outlaws. I mean, these two guys, a couple of seasons ago, were at each other's throats, basically forcing each other from the PWA. Now, could they be on the same page? At least when it comes to Bad Company? Or at least defending Rough and Ready? We're not sure. But Billy and Jesse James both look at each other kind of warily before leaving the ring on opposite sides. Next match has Bubba Ray Dudley facing off against Dr. Death Steve Williams. Dudley and Williams have a brilliant match, but it is cut short when Sting makes his appearance at the entrance ramp. Sting makes derogatory statements, which causes Dudley to leave the ring and rush up the aisle. Dudley ends up getting counted out. Your winner by countout is Dr. Death Steve Williams in a time of 10 minutes, 50 seconds. Bubba Ray and Sting, what is going on? And then Sting just not being up to snuff against Tully. Something's not sitting right here. All right, that brings us to our main event, though. American heavyweight title on the line. Austin has his mandatory title defense against a wrestler from the MCW. And as I already said, that ends up being Blackjack Mulligan, having been picked the week before on Motor City Wrestling programming. Blackjack Lanza comes out to accompany Mulligan to the ring. Austin comes out to the ring by himself, because that's the way the Rattlesnake is. Austin and Mulligan brawl, but the match gets derailed when Lanza gets involved. David Manning calls for the disqualification, and the Blackjacks bludgeon Austin for a couple of minutes. And when they're done, Mulligan calls for the mic. He tells Austin that Muda says hello and leaves the ring with Lanza. But your winner, by disqualification and still American heavyweight champion, is Stone Cold Steve Austin. Muda sending a message to the American heavyweight champion through Blackjack Mulligan. And quite honestly, what better way to send a message to a guy like Stone Cold Steve Austin than through a guy like Blackjack Mulligan. All right, that's it for this week for Pro Wrestling America. Thank you for being here. I am Southern Dynamite, the promoter of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.